Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure you guys already knew this, but it is National Blood Donor Month.
Of course it is.
Yes. I did not know that.
You know what else?
It's dry January.
There's a lot of other stuff about blood you don't know, Ted.
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fascinating and fun facts about blood. Those pesky members of the animal kingdom who are responsible for the most deaths every year apparently have a type. And by that type, I mean a specific type of blood they are more attracted to. I'm referring to mosquitoes. They really like to get down with blood type O. I, too, like to get down with the O. But I mean your O face.
Got it.
Got it.
I want to hear him talk dirty.
I don't.
I'm going to put him in a porn and be like, look, the most important thing is that you describe what you're going to do.
He's purely the voiceover artist.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like singing in the rain or whatever.
Whatever he's ever like, not if I keep the boots on.
What if I keep the boots on?
I don't know why. Yeah, see? Now you guys all have that image.
I know, I do.
Great.
Just standing there.
And a Cubs hat. On.
And nothing but his boots.
Yeah.
And a Cubs hat.
And dirty ass cup hat.
Knocking boots.
Oh, no. Okay. So these are some fun facts about blood, not for the squeamish. All blood is not red. All right, Ted.
Yeah, I guess.
Basically, it's not talking about, the blood's blue when it's in your veins. No, they're actually saying, like, crabs have blue blood.
Mm-hmm.
Earthworms and leeches have green blood. Many invertebrates, such as starfish, they have clear or yellowish blood.
If you say, I do declare, you have blue blood.
I do declare. Patients in the United States use approximately 32,000 pints of blood every day.
Damn.
32,000 pints a day. Goodness.
I'm kind of shocked they haven't figured out a way to just make blood. You know, you got an artificial heart. Right, all these different things.
Sure.
You know, but hearing stuff and different things. I'm just kind of surprised.
Blood.
You know, like WD-40, but just for your body. You know?
All right.
Get those arteries nice and slick so you don't have cholesterol in them. You know,
just stick the little red straw on you.
Yeah, totally.
Most common blood type in the United States.
O negative.
O positive.
Positive.
O positive.
39% of the population, while the least common blood type is AB negative with only 0.5% of the population.
I think you'd say O Canada.
O Canada. Anybody know their blood type in here?
I think I'm O positive. I think. Is that the universal donor? Whatever the universal donor is.
Yeah. That's okay. The most common.
That's me.
I'm B positive.
I don't know
B
about
B positive.
You don't know yours?
I got to look it up.
Of course you're B positive.
We got to get Ted to donate blood. That way they'll tell him what his blood type is.
I'll go donate some blood.
Hell yeah.
I got blood to give.
We all should, actually, man. It's a good thing to do.
It's also good for your body because it starts... The building of new blood is always better than what you got in you.
Absolutely.
So
I have no doubt about that.
Cows, much like us, have several different blood types. Anybody, your best guess. How many blood types cows have?
I'm going to say
seven.
Eight.
Seven, eight, Maris.
Skim, D.
2%.
Chocolate.
Steve, you're the closest without going over. 800.
800 different blood types.
800 and possibly more blood types.
So if you had to give a blood transfusion to a cow,
get it right.
Does a cow have a universal donor blood type? I guess would be my question.
You've got to. You cannot have... If we have like four or six or however many that we have and we can nail this thing, Meanwhile, cows have 800. We could probably figure out a universal cow blood.
When they stop dying after a blood transfusion. Right.
Damn it. It only takes 20 to 60 seconds for a drop of blood to travel from the heart throughout your entire body and back to the heart again.
Wow.
Okay. 60 seconds. 1 minute. So in the time that I do this particular segment, the Men's Room Top 10, a single drop of blood will have traveled through your entire body 10 times.
Damn.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A red blood cell is around 7 microns in size.
Teeny tiny itty bitty little fella.
And if you're wondering how small that is 1 millionth of a meter.
Okay.
The true millimeter. These are some fun and interesting facts about blood. I know it's not actually the millimeter. Fun and interesting facts about blood. The human body manufactures 17 million red blood cells per second.
Okay. Wow.
If stress precipitates a need, the body can produce up to 7 times that amount.
Goodness. That's kind of impressive.
119 million red blood cells per second if the environment calls for it. There are 2.4 trillion red blood cells in 1 pint of blood.
Jesus.
Damn.
How did they count it all? Trillion.
Guys, still counting.
Probably with a microscope.
Good call.
Guys in their count. And you know when the guys in their count, someone walked by and just went, 17. Like, damn it. Right.
12, 6, 14, 32.
32,500,000.
And there are 100.
Damn it, Gerald.
There are 150 billion red blood cells in 1 ounce of blood.
A lot of cells moving around.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, they could be lying, but no one's going to count.
Nah, 10 off.
Anybody know how many pints of blood are in your body?
Like 10?
I think it's less. I think it's like 8.5.
You guys are close. It's 8 to 12.
So you're 12.
So you're right in the wheelhouse. Okay. Right.
Is that based on your size, I guess?
Your size, your I mean, like, diet, I would think.
Could we be the same person, right?
Sure.
But I've got like 3 more pints than you do.
You know, is that about it?
I mean, but is that possible?
It's got to be.
Do people with more blood get bigger erections?
Like Shaq, right? Shaq's probably got more blood than I do.
Yeah, he's probably got 13, 15.
But Gary Coleman, I'm hoping he doesn't have the same amount of blood that I do.
I got 3.5.
Gary, you don't need all that blood, man.
Gary can't give blood.
Just donate some blood.
He'll just drop dead.
You don't need
all he is.
Teeny tiny man.
But either way, it's probably what happened to him. He gave blood.
Teeny tiny man with all that blood. I mean that. Where'd they put it on, Gary?
Dude, it's like a gas tank on your car.
Right.
Some people, it's like $140 to fill up.
So if we have 8 to 12 pints of blood, does anybody have any idea of how much blood a newborn baby has in their body? Brand new. Fresh.
Like out of the oven?
Out
fresh?
Out of the oven fresh.
Half pint.
Half a pint.
4 pints.
Dead.
Oh, I can't imagine they have more than a pint in them.
1 cup.
One cup of blood?
They got 1 cup.
Is that why you crying? Making all that damn noise.
Can't just pop out the womb and say hello. You got to make a scene.
Oh, there's a handful of the regulars. The red blood cells carry oxygen to the body's organs and tissue. There are 1 billion red blood cells in 2 to 3 drops of blood, it says.
Jesus.
Platelets support blood clotting and give those with leukemia and other cancers a chance to live.
Well, thank you, platelets. Red blood cells.
That's why you got to be careful with children, man. They got them soft heads and barely any blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, these facts are coming from the...
Bloodless 5-piece skull little...
From the Rock River Valley Blood Center, so they're doing a lot of donation information in here. The shelf life of donated red blood cells is 42 days.
Really?
42 days.
Is that, I'm assuming, refrigerated, not room temperature?
I'm sure that's right.
But that's weird. Like, why do you have to refrigerate blood, but in our body it's cool at 98-some degrees?
This is interesting.
Like, once it's out of your body, you need to refrigerate it, as long as it's in your body.
I wonder if it's because it's moving.
Or maybe it's like salami. It's sitting on the shelf, but you got to refrigerate it after
once
you
open
that
it.
That's right, after you break it
blood's
open, man.
The same way, man. You refrigerate after opening.
Oh, God.
Please refrigerate after opening.
Car accident and blood loss victims may need transfusions of 50 pints or more of red blood cells.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood.
And they go, severe burn victims may need 20 units of platelets during their treatment. They say,
Yeah. I mean, that makes more sense.
500,000 Americans donated blood in days following September 11th.
Wow.
The September 11th attacks. Yeah, it's getting great in here. 94% of blood donors are registered voters. Bone marrow transplant patients can use up to 120 platelets and red blood cells from about 20 people.
Hogging it.
And hey, come on, man. We're being all selfish.
And then this is your final fun fact concerning blood. 17% of non-donors cite never thought about it as the main reason for not giving, while 15% said that they're too busy. The number one reason donors say they give is because they want to help others. I just want the cookie.
Okay.
They do give a cookie and like a glass of orange juice when it's done.
They do, man. They do.
Oh, yeah.
When I was at school, they just give you as many as you want.
What, cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they were just the little ones, but they just keep on handing them out.
Still.
You want them? Keep going.